Barry Davis and his wife, Nan, were All-American athletes with the Iowa Hawkeyes back in the 1980s. They met, they married, and God gave them a family. Amy Davis followed in her mom's fast footsteps, and she is an elite cross-country athlete with the Wisconsin Badger women's cross-country team. Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's edition of Sports and Commentary. My name is Greg Stewart. The show is sponsored by your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always connect online for more information or to give to support the show at WWIB.com. Redshirt junior Amy Davis is with me on the heels of the NCAA Cross Country Championships in Madison this past weekend, where she finished 67th overall. So Amy, you and football star Dakota Dixon were named Student Athletes of the Year this past spring. Dakota's been on the show before talking about his faith, sharing his story of finding Jesus, and you've done the same thing. We welcome you back to today's program. What did it mean to you? Tell me about winning the Women's Athlete of the Year at UW-Madison last spring.
I think that it was really a surprise and exciting. So speaking of like Dakota and I had a really good friendship of both being very strong in our faith. We were able to go around to high schools and speak at it with one another. And I think the way that God used our friendship and relationship was really unique and very cool. And I think people at the athletic department were able to see that. And I think that's something to me is the way that God was able to shine through us. And people were able to notice it, I think, was something that was way more important to me than being named Student Athlete of the Year. I think that God works in such unique ways, and he just gave us even a further platform to speak about our faith and be used in ways that we don't even know that we can be used.
Yeah, you come from a strong Christian family, your dad, Barry, your mom, Nan, and Barry's been on the show in the past. He's been the head coach of the Badger wrestling program for years, 25 years, and this past spring decided to step away. Tell me about that, why he made that decision, how it affected your family.
I think he just came to a point where he was ready to try something new and move on to a different part of his life. Wrestling has been a part of his identity for so long. And he actually has this new job up in New Lisbon, Wisconsin, where he works with Silver Star Nutrition and is able to travel around. I think the change of the family dynamic, in a sense, really showed us that we have to trust God in what he's doing and where he wants us to be placed. And it's amazing to see how he used Dad's connections that he made for 25 years with wrestling to his next part of life, and how he's allowing Dad to do ministry kind of in a sense through the work that he does there. And it's really fun to see how my dad gets excited about that kind of stuff. And I think it's really allowed our family to know what it looks like to be stewards of the Lord's mission, no matter where he takes us, if it doesn't always make sense.
Yeah, I'm not surprised to see your dad excited about anything. He's that kind of guy. He goes in feet first in whatever he does. I was talking with your teammate Alyssa Nigeman a few weeks ago. I think it was before the Big Ten Championships, and she mentioned the influence, spiritual influence that you've been on her life. And I'd like to have you talk about ministry, because ministry isn't just a couple of hours Sunday morning in a church. It can happen in the classroom or the dorm room or even on the cross-country race course. Tell me what Jesus has been doing in your life and in the lives of your teammates this year.
I think a lot of what ministry is just like with your team and the community around you. It's really just like loving the person that's in front of you. And I think that's something that our team is getting able to understand. So when I actually first joined the team, Gabby Anselm, who was on she was a fifth year senior when I was a freshman, it was her, me, and maybe two other girls on the team that were like open about faith and would go into Athletes in Action. And now looking at how God used her to influence me and then has worked through me to influence others, we now, I think, have like, I don't know, the majority of the team's open about talking about their faith or comes to things or wants to be discipled. And I think what's amazing is it was never forced. It was just like a natural way of how he used our lives. And it's really sweet being able to have people that you can relate to and that fight for the same thing of fighting for the Lord. So yeah. It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
So how do those changes show up in people's lives?
I think it's just conversation and attitude. I think it goes to show that we all are going to struggle with things and really lean into the Lord on those times and not trying to dictate things ourselves. I think as cross-country runners, we have pretty mostly type A personalities where we want to know the answer. We want to dive right in. We want to control the situation. And by us knowing that that's not always going to happen, I think that's unique. And then also we talk a lot about like freedom to race, that the opinions of what other people are going to say about us don't really define who we are as an athlete or runner. And really knowing that the Lord is going to love us no matter what our performance is, but he expects us to give our best all the time. And I think that's something people don't always understand. They think that the Christian athlete is sometimes weak and that they just say, well, God's going to love me no matter what. Well, he is, but he wants the best of you, and he wants you to always give your best. So that should give you more of an edge over other people. And I think that's something that's changed, too.
All right, Amy Davis, the redshirt junior on the University of Wisconsin women's cross-country team, finished 67th. At the NCAA championships, her team 10th, and Wisconsin, the second-place finisher in the NCAA regionals. Thank you, Amy, for coming back today. Always a delight to have you on the show. God bless you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I love being able to talk about this.